Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about the next book that eventually we'll get for you, which costs a lot more than this book I just gave you. And it's first thing I want you to notice this morning is how important this love and respect goes along with not just what we've seen in that book, but what you'll hopefully you'll read and pick up a lot more than I spoke on, but how it affects your kids. And what I want you to understand for those of us that don't have kids, it also works with relatives. It works with friends. It works with everything. Love and respect is such a powerful thing in our lives. But we'll basically be talking about children here in the next week or two. And again, I'm just going to briefly enough to get you interested enough to pick up the book and read it. But that's another book now that I'm speaking of, which is called Love and Respect Family. This one that I just handed out is the first one, which is about marriage. Okay? And I'll tell you what, it's been a blessing. And I'll give you an example here in just a moment. The verse I gave you today was interesting. Our children do not always apply this verse. Proverbs 23:25, "Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that beareth thee shall rejoice." That doesn't always happen, does it? A mother spoke, here's an illustration that came out of the book. A mother spoke about what happened one day with her three kids. They were acting crazy, and finally she asked her 9-year-old son, one of the chief offenders, "Do you want to meet Jesus?" And before he could answer, she added, "Because if you don't stop this, you are going to see him right now." Now, the parent was obviously wasn't really planning on doing anything that drastic, but the mother was at wit's end with the kids. And I know that I've been in that same boat. Where you go. And parents need to feel respect, and children need to feel loved. One of the hardest things to do, I had a Wayne Scott told me this one time, almost as, not the exact quote, but he says, you always got to be careful that when you raise a child, that you discipline them, but never break their spirit. And I have found in my life that there's a fine line between the two, and you got to be so careful. Because when you break the spirit, then the kid walks around saying, I can't do anything. Everything I try, I fail at. And you break the spirit of the child, and you got to be careful never to do that, but yet still discipline, but in a way. And that's what hopefully you'll learn from these books. I think we sometimes expect too much from our children. One thing my wife and I have discussed a lot with our grandkids is sometimes, this is just the way I feel. My wife feels kind of the same way. We gotten to the point where we think the schools are giving the kids way too much at too young an age. And I get the impression, and I'm exaggerating this, that my little Caitlin right now is getting what I got in high school when I was growing up. I mean, there's just so much. And I wonder whether, I mean, I didn't see or hear people in high school or junior high or anything committing suicide when I was growing up. I had 300 people in my graduating class. Just my class had over 300 people in it. That's how big it was. It was 360-some people, I think. We never had that problem. I mean, we all had problems, but no one ever went off the deep end or had to go see a psychiatrist or whatever. And I'm no doctor, and I'm no expert at this, but I just believe that could be part of the problem. Obviously, not having a mother and a father can be a problem in itself, too. And one thing I like watching O'Reilly a lot, and it keeps insisting that one of the biggest problems in the black community is most of them don't have fathers to raise them. And you got to have the mother image. Now, I told you about the show called Brain Game. Well, I happened to pick it up again. And they were talking about the women and the men's brain. And they were showing how it was really, and they tested it. So you got to see the test. They said women remember faces really good, but men don't. And 9 out of 10 women outdid the men big time when it came to that. But when it came to, and then they did another test, and what they did was they showed like 9 faces. And you had to remember, they did duplicates. And they gave you 10 seconds to watch it, man and woman. That was actually husband and wife. And the men just flopped. They couldn't handle it. And one guy did beat his wife. But the other 9, the wives were done way easily. And then they did something else. They did packing a car. They showed you the car packed. Then they unloaded it. Not the people, but they had people unload it. Then they had to pack it back and see who won. Well, the guys beat them. And they said, guys have this thing where they can do that quicker. Now, one woman did beat her husband. But again, it was 9-1 again. So they came to a conclusion. They did lots of other tests. And the whole show is just how the mind works. They're not trying to say who's better or worse. But they did say this. There's definite big difference between a woman and a man. Now, there's common things, too. But it just goes to show me, and I sat there and looked at it. I said, well, duh, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that. And but yet our society is pushing, you know, for all this other stuff. It's just interesting that things like this in this book is we got to be careful about. That we don't expect too much from our kids. And I have 3 questions. By the way, the sheet that you have there, I may not get to that this week. Okay, so hang on to it or leave it here or whatever. But there's 3 questions he asked that we should ask each other. The first question is this, as parents. Is my child feeling unloved? Sometimes the child is acting bad out of childish irresponsibility. There are times when a child just needs your love. They may ask in a childish way. It may be a clumsy way. And so you may not get the message right away. But remember this. And I thought about this and I thought, well, you know, something so simple I never thought about. You are the main source of love to a child. Caitlin, my youngest granddaughter, she'd be visiting, and this happened now a long time ago, the first time she did it. She was with my wife. We were babysitting her, and she was in the other room with my wife. And I was sitting in my recliner watching TV. And all of a sudden, she walks into the room directly to me, never stopped or nothing, walked right to me, grabbed me and hugged me, gave me a kiss and says, I love you, and then turned around and walked right back out. And when I studied this, I went, that makes sense. And I've seen her do it to my wife many times. And when my son has been in there, she's walked up and did the same thing to him. And she didn't stay there. She just walked back away. And I thought, this guy knows what he's talking about. Kids need love. And sometimes they just need, and sometimes they're not expressing it as nice as they should because they're kids. And sometimes they just get irritable. And so what happened Saturday, we went to Hobby Lobby, and Caitlin's with us, and we had the babysitter, and I'm pushing the cart, and my wife's looking at some things, and Caitlin's got to touch everything she's looking at. And I say, Caitlin, don't touch. Look, point, but don't touch, because everything here is glass. You're going to break something. Anyhow, that kept going. And that lasted for 5 seconds, and I had to tell her again 5 seconds later. Well, finally, I decided, practice what you've been preaching. So I said, Caitlin, come here. And she'd come up a couple steps. I said, no, come here to Pop. So she came all the way to me. I picked her up, gave her a hug, gave her a kiss, and told her I loved her. And then I put her down, and I said, now don't touch anything anymore. Well, that lasted for about 5 minutes. So I resort to bribery. I said, Caitlin, you want to go to, what's it called now? Yogurt Mountain. I said, you want to go to Yogurt, because she loves Yogurt Mountain. I said, you want to go to Yogurt Mountain? And she says, yeah, Pop, I want to go. I said, well, we'll go sometimes later before we go home. But You can't touch one thing. If you touch one thing while we're in this store, I'm not taking you. And you know Pop means it. And she got as close as this one time. She walked up and she went... She didn't touch anything anymore. Didn't have to say another word to her. But we have to find out. And again, they need love. And I'm realizing now they need love more than what we think. We need to constantly show them that we love them. Say that we love them. It's not enough just to say, well, it's just like a man thing. I've heard more men say this and all. And I think it's a man thing. Well, she knows I love her, my wife. Why do I have to say anything? Well, I learned a long time ago, you better say things. If anything, the biggest kick I get out of my wife is I'm sitting there, I'll stare at her. I still enjoy looking at my wife. And I'll sit there and stare at her. She's walking down. What are you doing? I'm staring at you. Why? Because I like you. I said, I like looking at you. And then I say, you're beautiful. Yeah, right. Yeah. And she walks. And I go, man, you can't win. But I don't stop. And I realize that needs to be said over and over and over again. So we must not act on the fact that they are being disrespectful all the time. They might be just acting stupid because they're kids, or playful, or something, or just being kids. Because this is why I talked about the school and learning so much. Those kids, one thing I know about my Caitlin, now I'm obviously when they get older, like my other two grandkids, they don't want to play, they want to do other things. But Caitlin, she wants to play. And if I take time to sit down and play checkers, because we got these big checkers, that big, it's like a claw thing. She loves getting that out. And naturally, we got to let her win 2 out of 3 games. And she just gets the biggest kick out of that. It just makes her day. And I told Betty, I said, we got to be careful not to let her win all the time, all the games. I said, because that might be a problem when she does lose at all. So she's got to learn to lose too. But we got to be careful with stuff like that. And it's just might simply, a child might need love one moment or a kiss or just to tell them how much you love them, even when they've done something wrong. But that might not be the total answer, like I just did with Caitlin. And the next question is, am I feeling disrespected as a parent? We must be careful that feeling disrespected does not mean that a child is being disrespectful. Again, remember, they want to play. They spill drinks. They make messes. My granddaughter, Caitlin, can go into a room. She comes in. She gives us hugs. Goes into the playroom. And in 2 seconds, it looks like the atomic bomb hit. Just blows me away how fast she can make a mess. But that's what kids do. And we may not like the mess. Now, this does not mean that they're being disrespectful. Irresponsibility is not the same as being disrespectful. And here's something that I found, and I hope you might copy this down. Here's what the author's wife said one day, which was a lesson we all need to learn. She recalls repeating a prayer, Lord, help me to respond, not to react. And I want to tell you something. That's what I did most of my time. I reacted instead of responded. My kids didn't do something that I wanted them to do, and I reacted, and I immediately just punished them. And now I'm realizing that we got to be careful with that. And we have to pray. Well, to me, it's like the one lesson I've learned, do not administer any type of punishment if you're mad. Wait till you cool down before you do it. And so I realized that we got to be careful with these things here, and that we got to learn to respond to them and not react to them. It's so easy to react when our children are doing something wrong. Now, children do not get up in the morning to set an agenda for the day. What can I do to irritate mom? How can I irritate my sister or my brother? I remember the first time I saw this, read this in the book there, the first thing came to my mind was Home Improvement Show. Tim, the tool man, was going away for a week. And he goes to his kids, three boys, and he says, listen, you need to be the men in the house and take my place while I'm gone. And one of the boys said, yeah, that's right. I said, irritate mom and blow up things. You know, but and that's basically what he did all the time. They don't want to fight with the brother. They don't think about it. And one thing I've always noticed about kids, one moment they can be mad at you because you've disciplined them, and the next moment they've forgotten all about it. I mean, it can take place in seconds. And that's the way kids are built. They forget, and they're easily, even among themselves. One moment they're mad at each other, and the next moment they're sitting there playing each other. Now here's what the author said. I learned something that day that helped me many other times when parenting Joy and her two brothers, David and Jonathan. I learned the importance of asking the first question, is my child feeling unloved? But I also began to get in tune with another question that was still forming in my soul during these early years. Am I feeling disrespected? Often, I knew I felt disrespected, but I was not sure if I should be having these feelings since I'm supposed to be the mature adult. And I think that's a very wise thing. I wonder if I was just being erratic or static and touchy. Maybe the kids were just being kids and I was too self-focused and sensitive to what was going on. And I believe that that's a problem sometimes. How dare you don't do what I say? You know, who do you think you are? Now, I'm not saying that, but that's what I'm acting as. Because I'm not responding. I'm acting or reacting. Now, how will I as a parent is the third question. Parent God's way regardless of what happens. And we see in the Bible that God instructs the child to honor their parents. But also honor is another word for respect. Now that sheet that you have, which I'm going to stop here because that sheet, I'm going to go through the sheet without stopping. And that would take too long. But it shows you how to parent God's way. And you see, you take the time and look through these verses this week. So when I speak on it next week, we'll have a basic knowledge of that, okay? And I'm going to stop there for time-wise.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org. Or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.